بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير صدق الله العظيم. We recited the 28th juz of the Holy Quran, and the first surah is Surah Al-Mujadila or Al-Mujadala. More correctly, be Al-Mujadila. And I had mentioned before that the unique thing about this particular surah is if one opens this surah and looks at every ayat, every verse, not every line, every verse, if you look at each verse right till the end of the surah, there are 22 verses. 22 verses. Each verse has the name, has Allah in that verse. Every single verse has got Ismul Jalala. Ismul Jalala is the name Allah. For example, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ in the first verse. In the second verse, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُونَ غَفُورٌ. In the third verse, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. In the fourth verse, ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. The entire surah, if you open towards the end of the surah, look at the last verse, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. The one before that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ. You won't find this in any other surah. This is the unique thing about this particular surah. Then Al-Mujadila, the one who disputed, the one who argued. Her name was Khawla bint Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was married to Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anha. And there was the practice of zihar, zihar, which Allah talks about, وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ, which used to take place even before Islam. And what was this custom? What was this practice? One is a person gives his wife talaq. So talaq used to take place before Islam as well. But then the husbands used to come and tell their wives in Arabic, "Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi." You are haram upon me like how the back of my mother is haram upon me. Now, before Islam, this meant that the wife was now divorced. It was another way of them giving divorces. Now, this particular woman, Khawla radiallahu ta'ala anha, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reports, and the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very small. She sees this woman comes, she makes salam, she takes permission. I am also in one corner of the house. Not far away is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this woman is complaining. She says, I just heard just a few words. She's arguing about something. She's come with a case. She's trying to put this forward. And she complains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what my husband has done to me. Now what is the fatwa? What is the verdict? What's the ruling? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. And of course, till then Allah had not given any injunctions about the masail pertaining to zihar. Rasulullah said, well, from my understanding of the custom that used to take place in the past, normally it tantamounts to divorce. That's all. He didn't give any fatwa. He didn't say that Allah commanded or Allah has mentioned this. He said, nothing has come down as yet. In other words, you should just be a bit patient. I can't do much here. But from judging from the custom of the Arabs, it tantamounts to talaq. She's saying, Ya Rasulullah, Afna Shababi, this Aus bin Samit, he finished my beauty, he used me, I bore his children, and now I have grown old, and this is what he has done to me. It's not fair. Now she's putting up this case. Rasulullah is silent because he would only speak if wahi would come down to him. He cannot take her part. He cannot give any judgment in favor of her. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I just heard a few words, I could see this woman, al-mujadila. She's arguing, putting up this case. She's complaining. So what did she see when she saw Rasulullah SAW? Did not give any verdict, or he said, in the past, the custom of the past was that talaq falls, and she said, now look at this man, my husband, see what he has done to me. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Oh my Allah, I am complaining to you only. The moment she says that, Rasulullah again begins to perspire profusely, wahi is coming down. And after a few minutes, he tells her, abshiri khawla. Khawla, there's good, glad news, glad tidings for you, good news. Allah has revealed the following verses, and the whole surah Al-Mujadila was revealed, or these particular verses. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'anha then praised Allah. She said, Alhamdulillah, praise be to that Allah who heard this woman's complaint, فَوْقَ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ, above the seven heavens, when I couldn't even hear the complete talk of this or complaint of this woman who was standing not very far away from me. This is our Allah who listens so attentively to the complaint of every single person. Why have I chosen this particular verses? It's not to give the masail of zihar. That's a fiqhi jurisprudence, that's masail that you can ask the muftis, what is the ruling? The person has to give kafara, he has to free a slave, and if he can't free a slave, 2 months consecutive, he has to give fast. If he can't do that, then he has to give sadaqah. It's a long explanation. But the reason why I have chosen this is that many, 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 many of our mothers and sisters who are really suffering, and they may not be suffering in this form, in this sahabi, in that mood of his, something must have transpired, and he said this, and of course he regretted. Of course, talaq did not fall, but talaq did not take place. She went back to her husband. But the point here is that there are many women who are being physically abused by their husbands, or even mentally tortured by their husbands. They make sabr, they keep quiet, they take the bashing, they take the hiding. There are so many cases where she sustains a scar, an injury on her body. Even her hand is broken. But as we say in Urdu, mare sharam, out of haya, she feels embarrassed to tell her parents that this is what my husband has done to me. So she makes excuses, no, I fell, I slipped in the bathroom, I got hurt, I injured my head. She covers up for her husband for years. For years she covers up. Many times the woman becomes depressed. But because she has got children, she finds that separation is not going to be the answer. Never mind, she'll bear the pain and suffering because of her kids. At least when they grow up and they get married, then anything can happen to me, I don't mind. So for them, talk to your Allah. Call out to your Allah, complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If nobody in the world apparently seems to turn a deaf ear and not to solve your problem, then listen to Allah, because Allah answers every single person's plea. And specifically the woman folk. This particular woman, Khawla bint Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala anha, sometime later, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is traveling with the Sahaba, there are some very prominent people of the Quraysh, the Sahaba, who had accepted Islam, some prominent people were also in that caravan, and suddenly they were stopped by an elderly woman. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes there, and one side, she's asking him something, and he's talking to her, and the caravan is getting delayed. One Sahabi got a bit impatient. He says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, habasta rijalam min Quraysh lihadha al-ajuz, you have halted, you have stopped, you are delaying the prominent people of the Quraysh because of this one elderly woman. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, do you know who this woman is?
She is that woman because of whom Allah sent down the whole surah Al-Mujadila. Allah heard her plea. Even if she spends the whole night and I have to stand here next to her and listen to her, whatever her complaint is, I will stand the whole day and whole night. I will not move from my place except for purposes of salat, and I will return to my place.
So قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زُوجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. She complained to Allah, and Allah immediately said, وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوْرَكُمَا. Allah heard this conversation. In Allah سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah is all hearing. Allah is all seeing. So Allah knows. Allah hears. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Taif, the incident of Taif when he was returning, what did he say? Allahumma inni ashku ilayka bathi wa huzni. Allah, I complain to you. My feeble condition. My weakness. He did not complain to any other person. So I'm not saying that our sisters must just take the hiding and bashing. No, no, no. You must complain. First talk to Allah. Cry to Allah. Why? In tonight's verses we did also, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَدًا. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of fearing Allah again? We mentioned so many times. You are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times in our marriages, we are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no salat in our marriages, in our lives. There is no zikr, there is no tilawat. We do not live our lives as practical Muslims. So then when there is a problem, when there is a dispute, now what are we going to expect? But if a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person refrains from those things that Allah has prohibited, person carries out those things that Allah has commanded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us go through tests, but Allah's promise, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will make an opening for that person. Guaranteed, Allah will make an opening for that person. And more than that, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, Allah will give the person sustenance and rosy from unseen sources. Unseen sources. And what is the incident behind that particular verse? Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my son Salim radiallahu ta'ala has been kidnapped by the enemy. He's missing for a few days. His mother and I are very, very worried. What do we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him two prescriptions. Number one, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba had taqwa. Rasulullah reminds them that make sure you are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You inculcate in yourselves taqwa. And the second thing is, recite in abundance, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu and his wife, they hardly even recite a few times, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And they just see suddenly Salim, the son, is returning. And with him he's got a whole herd of camels. So he explains the enemy had captured him. They kidnapped him. They tied him up. And he says, after some time, suddenly I found that they had all dozed off to sleep. And he says, I do not know, but somehow I managed to break loose. I untied the rope. And then I looked around, I saw all the camels. So I decided to pull all the camels with me and drive them along, and I brought them wood. He would say, MashaAllah, very good thing you did. They immediately went to Rasulullah said, Ya Rasulullah, there's Salim, he's back. But the problem is, he's brought the herd of camels which belongs to the enemy, not to us. Is this halal for us or haram? Then Allah Ta'ala sent down the verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَ. Allah makes an opening. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah sustains the person from unseen sources. Rasulullah said, it is permissible for you to have these camels. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا also in that particular surah. That person who fears Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make all his matters easy for him. Allah will make his matters easy for him. And there's so many other verses. The other verse of قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ That death that you are running away from, you are fleeing. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ You know, we talk about making mulaqat. Person makes mulaqat. He will embrace you, he will shake your hands, he will meet you. Maut will definitely meet you. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ Then you will be returned to the knower, person who possesses knowledge of that which is visible and also the unseen. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will Allah do? فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ And then Allah will then inform you exactly of your actions in this world. And that is the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that real piety that Allah ta'ala wants from us. It's not that we make a little bit of effort and now we've got piety and now this piety stays with us for the rest of our life. No. It's an ongoing effort. And because I mentioned so many times, we are weak. We will make slips, we will fall, we will stand up again, we make tawbah, istighfar, and be mindful again. Always taqwa. Let me be obedient to my Allah. We find to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a very daunting task. Something very far-fetched, very difficult. To follow sunnah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's for the buzrugs, that's for y'all. Who's y'all? We are y'all. It is for every person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you take one step to me, I come running to you. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى Jannat is known as yusra. What is the meaning of yusra? That which is easy. Allah has termed Jannat as Yusra. And Allah says the path to Yusra, the path to Jannat, we will make it easy for you. We will facilitate this path for you. We will make it easy for you. Jahannam is known in Quran as Usra, that which is difficult. But if that person who deliberately does not want to adopt that path which Allah has made easy for him to get that beautiful Jannah, and if he is obstinate, he is stubborn, he is disobedient, then the path towards difficulty, and that is Jahannam, Allah says we can make that path also easy for you to reach there. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ But Allah is so kind, Allah is so loving. We have a few days left. Let us cry to Allah. The dua is, Allahumma aati nufusana taqwa. Ya Allah, give our souls its taqwa. We don't have taqwa. Ya Allah, you grant us the taqwa. وَزَكِّهَا Ya Allah, purify our souls. أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّهَا أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمُولَى You are the best person who can purify our souls. You are the wali. You are the controller. You are the mawla. You are the guardian of our hearts. It's in your control. Oh my Allah, we are going to make an effort. But Ya Allah, we require your assistance. This la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's such a powerful wazifa, such a powerful wazifa. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, there was some riot in India once. People wrote to him, Hazrat, what must we do? The Muslims are being killed. He said, recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. The moment they did this, immediately everything stopped, riot stopped, and the Muslims were saved. It is a kanzum min kunuzil jannah. It is a treasure of the treasures of Jannat. In one riwayat, it is that treasure beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah simply mean? There is no turning away from sins except with aid and support and help from Allah. None of us can turn away from sin. None of us can shun evil, move away from evil, except with help from Allah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zulaykha was chasing him, what did he say? Qala, ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. It is only Allah who will help me. So with Allah's assistance, Allah makes it easy for the person, and then he is able to refrain from evil. Wala quwwata illa billah. Nor does a person have the strength and courage to do good deeds
except with quwwat, strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The word hawla in Arabic, which means to turn away. So there's no turning away from sins, except billah, with Allah. There is no strength, quwwah, there is no taqat, there is no strength. A person does not have the ability to do good deeds, except with tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, recite in abundance whenever we can. In our cars, at home, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Only time we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, if somebody says something which is just, la hawla wa la quwwata, are you talking about? No, that's separately. That's something else. Recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is great benefit for all of us, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll have a short zikr program, inshallah, today a short dua. We had a long session today, we had a program after Zuhur as well. And Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah used to always say that the night, tomorrow will be 25th night, it's an odd night again. So we should just take a small break and prepare again for the next odd night, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most loving Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you heard the plea of Hawla bint Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, you sent down the whole surah of Al-Mujadila, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the pleas of our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who are suffering, my Allah. Listen to the pleas of, Ya Allah, of so many husbands suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the pleas of, Ya Allah, parents who are crying, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the pleas of children, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the pleas of orphans and yatim, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, listen to the pleas of widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to the pleas of your ummah, ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in so many countries, my Allah. In African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in so many other countries, in Asian countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, my Allah. In Syria, Ya Allah, in Burma, my Allah. So many other places, my Allah. They are being butchered, my Allah. Or this famine, this drought, my Allah. Or this war that's taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them sukoon, my Allah. Give all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hifazat, ya Allah. Protect our iman, ya Allah. Protect our lives, ya Allah. Protect our izzat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our homes, ya Allah. Protect our businesses, ya Allah. Protect our masajid and madaris, ya Allah. Protect the lives of every Muslim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us attract the non-Muslims, ya Allah, to Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become a means of them gaining hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them see the truth of Islam, ya Allah. That Islam is a peace-loving religion, may Allah. Islam is a religion of equality, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, make us practical Muslim, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, make qadr of this ni'mat of iman, ya Allah. And ya Allah, and being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, we are ajiz, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have made dua, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we get tired, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, you can listen and listen and listen, but you never get tired, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are never overtaken by sleep, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, you are hayy and qayyum, may Allah. You are sami' and basir, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the giver of power and strength, my Allah. You are the giver of honor and dignity, my Allah. You are the giver of peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, your sifat is salam. Your name is salam. Ya salam. Ya salam. Ya salam. Ya latif. Ya latif. Ya latif. Allahumma altuf bina fi taysiri kulli asir. Fa inna taysira kulli asirin alayka yasir. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. يلا remove our difficulties يا الله. Our hardships, our miseries, our sufferings, our sorrows, our griefs, my Allah. Our pain, my Allah. يا الله, the pain of the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Bring us back onto deen, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Give us steadfastness, my Allah. Give us istaqwa, my Allah. يا الله, make it be firm in our hearts, my Allah. يا الله, make us have a strong iman, my Allah. Give us a beautiful akhlaq, يا الله. The character of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, sahaba ikram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us bring every sunnah in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us value and treasure deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become da'is towards you, my Allah. Make us invite the people towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, every good work, ya Allah, of deen, accept it, my Allah. Da'wat ut-tabliqi mehnat qubool farma. Amr ta'am farma. Ya Allah, the efforts in khanka, ya Allah. And tazkiyah that the mashayikh are doing, ya Allah. Accept that effort also, my Allah. Ya Allah, in madaris, makatib, ya Allah. In different organizations and societies, my Allah. Whatever good that you are doing, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Give each one of us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us sincerity, my Allah. Don't make us do things for name and fame, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from hubbe jaa and ba, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to overcome our shahwat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become slaves of our passions and desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, ya Allah, they have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are becoming maghloob, my Allah. Don't make us maghloob. Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, these last few days are left, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat. In such a condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the moon is sighted for Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, completely forgive each and every one of us. All the sins we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, broad daylight, in darkness of the night, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed those wrongs. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we became overpowered at the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, there was no frown on our face, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We hid from our friends and family members, my Allah. Husbands hid from their wives. Wives hid from their husbands. Ya Allah, but you were watching, my Allah. Parents hid from their children. Children hid from their parents. Oh, my Allah. You tolerated us, my Allah. You are Haleem, my Allah. You are so tolerant, my Allah. You are so tolerant. You are Sattar, my Allah. You do not expose us, my Allah. You concealed those sins, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub. You are that loving Allah. Ya Allah, draw us towards you, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Hawa o hirzu ala, dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba, dil badal de. Badal de, dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazla farma, dil badal de. Change our hearts, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. You change our conditions, my Allah. Ham nadim hai, Allah. Sharminda hai, Allah. We are knocking at your door. Ya Allah, we will knock again and again, my Allah. How can we leave, ya Allah, your doors, my Allah? Because there's no other doors we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. Nobody in the world can forgive us, my Allah, besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, it is only you, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. You are Ghani. You have mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, you are faqir. You are beggars. You are dependent to Allah, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we depend on you. You are independent, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. Ya Allah, all praise belongs to you, my Allah. We're making shukr, ya Allah, that you enable us to make your dhikr, your tilawat, Taravi, ya Allah, we keep Rosa, accept all our ibadat, accept the ibadat of every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us, ya Allah, together again. Unite our hearts. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ulama. Ya Allah, unite the musallis, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the different groups, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, just make us understand. Give us that shu'ur and ihsas, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we need to be united, ya Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, surrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, my Allah, give us an easy maut, my Allah. Give us a beautiful maut, my Allah. Reciting the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, making sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, in salat, my Allah. Whilst we are fasting, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Madina, ya Allah, Madina Tayyiba, ya Allah. Give us shahadat in your path. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal mawta bi baladi habibika al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us buril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is hard for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us buril jannatul baqi. Give us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the Hawzi Kawthar from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of the qabr. Protect us from azab of jahannam, ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our offspring, my Allah. Protect our family members. Protect our friends, my Allah. Protect our musallis, ya Allah. Protect each and every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our desires, ya Allah. Fulfill our ujais desires, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, and enter all of us into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr and from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Give us the understanding of Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us implement the teachings of Rasulullah into our lives, my Allah. Make us become obedient servants, my Allah. Make us become your obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi ho ja. You become happy with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants, may Allah. Ya Allah, but we know that we have a Rabb who is prepared to forgive. We know we have a Rabb who is so loving and so kind and so generous. Ya Allah, we've got a Rabb who loves us so much, he loves to forgive. Oh, may Allah, we have umid in you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have this firm conviction, may Allah. And we've got that great hopes, may Allah. That you will pardon our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Protect us from all deadly diseases, especially, ya Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, our mashayikh, ulama, our asatiza, our apas, our teachers, ya Allah. And especially our family members, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents have passed on, ya Allah, make them maghfirat, ya Allah. If they are living, ya Allah, it is the ihsan upon us, my Allah. Help us to be obedient and serve them, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Protect our youngsters, my Allah. Protect each one of us from zina. Protect us from riba. Protect us from haram. Don't make us eat haram, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Of course, still be mindful that we're in the masjid. If you're going to remain behind, make sure we don't cause a disturbance to any person, especially those making i'tikaf. Before we leave, at least 2 rakats tahajjud salat. When we go home, we can read more. We can rest and wake up at seri time and read more tahajjud and cry and supplicate, make dua to Allah. These last few days we have is a time for dua, 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 dua. Just beg and beg and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the doors will open, only Allah knows best. So we have to carry on tapping and tapping and tapping and make sure we don't give taklif to any person. Subhanallah.